Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Good morning, everybody. We expect it to be hot in August, but we're going to be intensely hot today with heat indices probably near or above the 105 danger mark. So take it easy out there. Stay hydrated. High temperature today around 96 with scattered pop-up hit or miss storms this afternoon and this evening. A couple of those could be on the strong side. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 74. Tomorrow, more scattered storms around. And in fact, as a frontal system approaches the state and then moves into Alabama over the weekend, I think the rain chances are going to be generous. About a 50% chance at least Saturday and Sunday, and still hot with highs in the mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Days after he reported on trash issues at a Montgomery apartment complex, all of the trash has been cleaned up. Earlier this week, residents at Garden Grove Apartments told us the trash had been piling up for weeks. We checked, and as of Wednesday, it's all been cleaned up. Families at Maxwell Air Force Base now have the option to send their children to Pike Road schools. Usually, the students are zoned for Montgomery Public Schools, but a new hardship clause now makes Pike Road an option. And Prattville's Best Buy will be closing in October. A spokesperson tells us this comes after the decision to move Montgomery's Best Buy from Eastern Boulevard to a new development called East Chase Venue. The company hopes to relocate Prattville employees to the Montgomery store. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You post, pin, blog, shop, share, like, tweet, and retweet. Now you can do it all and a lot more for just $24.99 a month. It's WOW's Internet 100. All the speed you need with no data caps. Act now and you can get Internet 100 for only $24.99 per month for 12 months with a two-year agreement, autopay, and paperless billing. Now that's something to post about and tweet and blog and email. Call now at 1-866-WOWWAY2. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded LEAD Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Pros like you do it right by having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's is here to help by stocking job lot quantities of the supplies you need and at the right prices. Pick up Mape Mortar at our everyday low price of $14.98 and get floor tile starting at just 49 cents a tile. Place your order at lowesforpros.com and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, U.S. only.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
in 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Your 21-hour break is over.
Your long national nightmare is over.
Your 21-hour national nightmare.
Well, that's a pretty long nightmare. 21
hours. I've seen the ratings. I know what people want.
That's right. They want the airwaves.
I saw someone on Facebook trying to bash the ratings of this program in particular. Wrong.
Wrong.
I almost posted the ratings.
All right.
into the post just to demonstrate how wrong.
For when we could play the Shaquille O'Neal rap / mic drop. Hey, Kobe, tell me how.
I'm excited about this program. I'm excited about what we have lined up today. I guess I sound a little down because I have a weird place to open.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And this is not the place you want to open a program on a Thursday morning, the second day back at school. But I guess we'll go ahead and do it. Montgomery police say two parents in custody after a dispute turned into a shooting outside an East Montgomery elementary school this morning. According to Department of Public Safety spokesperson Martha Earnhardt, two parents were in a dispute outside of Blount Elementary. One of the parents pulled a gun during the dispute and shot at the other parent. The parent who was being shot at ran inside the school with their children for safety.
Can't necessarily say I blame that parent for running inside the school with their kids.
No. I'm blaming the author for writing the sentence that says, who was being shot at ran inside the school with their children. It's her children. Maybe the parent who's being targeted, shot at? I mean, that's too colloquial for news.
At whom which was shot?
Yeah. That is something up with which I shall not put. Martha says officers... Martha! The Earnhardt! Not Martha.
What? Come on, guys.
Martha says officers... Martha.
Martha.
Like it's your neighbor.
Yeah, yeah, Martha. You know, Martha says.
Yeah, Martha's coming by today, eh? Hey, Martha.
You know, Martha.
Martha's coming by. Margaret. Mary. Martha says officers responded to the scene and took both parents and the gun into custody.
Well...
Did they handcuff the gun?
Yes.
They took it into custody? Are they booking it? Are they fingerprinting it?
Well.
The muzzle print? Are they going to mugshot it? Like, head on and then to the side?
Right.
No one was injured in the shooting. A vehicle was damaged. Martha stresses that at no point was a gun brought into the school. The school was briefly placed on...
Well, that makes me feel better. The gun wasn't actually in the school. They were just shooting at each other in the drop-off line.
Can I say this the best way I know how? Some crazy woman shot up the carpool line at Blount Elementary. This is like the best Montgomery public elementary school that's not a magnet school.
And someone in the carpool line got in an argument over, I guess, no, you're supposed to turn left here. We're not allowed to turn right.
First, one, two, three. It's the order that it goes in.
You cut me off.
That's right. My kid was going to get there 10 seconds earlier.
I just want to know, did she have curlers in her hair? Was she wearing a bathrobe?
What kind of gun was it?
I don't know, but I guess you got to be holstered up to go.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, like, do you just have it sitting in your console, like, ready to, you know, just ready to buck at any time? Like, windows down? Windows already down?
I'm just waiting on some fool to cut me off at carpool.
I mean, say something.
I swear, you better use your blinker.
Say something.
Apparently, according to Facebook, now, I got on Facebook on one of these...
The best news source.
One of these local sites, and obviously the... The rumors had been flying already.
Oh, yeah.
Someone said someone committed suicide near my daughter's school. It's a possessive. Lord, I bound the thoughts of suicide and depression. Send it back to the pits of hell. I don't know what that means, but... Highland Gardens neighborhood had a person commit suicide.
Oh.
Blount Elementary School has a man pull a gun on another man in the school parking lot. Two stories.
Hey, you know, look, we've been going on about the dads and them being inactive in the kids' lives. And here you got two dads driving their kids to school. And the other one was talking that mess, so we had to get this smoke. I mean,
I'm starting to wonder if some of these kids aren't better off without dads. If they're going to shoot up the carpool line, maybe.
I'm just saying.
Maybe white liberals are onto something, getting black men out of the household. I don't know.
I don't know about that, but
yeah. Well, guys, someone shot up a carpool line at Blount Elementary. This is days after somebody shot up 5 points in Old Cloverdale in a 30-second rampage that saw, I think, 100 shots fired. Had diners at Bud's and Jubilee diving under the tables for safety. Cars shot up. Buildings shot up. I'll say what I said on Facebook this morning. First mayor's candidate to call a press conference and go apoplectic and start spitting and hissing and cussing and throwing chairs across the room wins. Because you're tapping into the feeling the rest of us have.
Yeah. The problem is do you know these reporters are going to show up at this press conference?
What?
That they're not.
Oh, well. They might not. Well, go down on the city hall and start, like tearing stuff up and throwing it out.
Just do what people do normally and get on Facebook. Shoot a video.
Just go nuts. Go bananas. Go bonkers. Break something.
Yeah, man, this is absurd.
This is peak absurdity. It can't get worse because this isn't...
Oh, it can.
Well, no, I mean, it can't because...
Oh, no, it can.
In both these instances, no one was hurt.
Just, right, that's what I'm saying. It can get worse.
Right.
Just remember, it's always darkest before it goes completely black, Baron.
Yeah. No one was hurt at the 5-point shooting. No one was hurt, allegedly, at this Blount Elementary School shooting in the freaking carpool line.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the mugshot. Here we go. Advertiser now has a story up. It probably has more detail than the WSFA, because WSFA is garbage. This is from 1 minute ago.
I'm not sure it did.
Oh my gosh. Guys, does nobody edit anything anymore? Are you serious? What kind of ghetto super trash is this headline? Dad get mad in Blount Elementary drop-off lane.
Well?
They fight. One shoots at the other. Gets mad? They fight? One shoots at the other? This is the ghettoest stuff I've ever read. An argument between two dads that began in the Blount Elementary student drop-off lane ended with gunfire. A gun inside the school, contrary to what Martha Earnhardt promised us. No guns made it in the school. The school on lockdown and both fathers in police custody, police and school district spokespeople said. A gun was pulled by one dad at 7:26 a.m. Thursday. And he shot at the other man after the road rage incident in the car line where parents drop off their children. According to Martha Earnhardt, the aforementioned Martha Earnhardt, and Tom Salter, who has the toughest job in America, by the way. Tom Salter is the spokesperson for Montgomery Public Schools. I cannot imagine a more difficult job. How much gold spray paint do you think he buys on a daily basis?
To just go Florida man?
No, I'm talking about polishing these turds up.
Oh, I thought you meant painting them gold. I thought you meant just huffing spray paint to take the paint away.
That could be any color. It's gold because he has to spray paint these turds.
Gotcha.
Shooter ran inside the school after firing the weapon and put the gun on the front office counter. Now, Martha Earnhardt, you have some explaining to do, young lady. Because Martha stressed during the WSFA story an hour ago that at no point was a gun brought into the school. Tom Salter says the shooter ran inside the school and put the gun on the front office counter. We're not in court, so I can go ahead and do it. Which one of y'all lying? Which one of y'all not telling the truth? I'm going to go with lying Martha Earnhardt. over Tom Salter, because I know Tom Salter, and I don't think he'd lie about it. And a fact that tends to make it look worse, being admitted by the school system, makes me believe that he's probably right. Why would she lie about that? Why would she stress to WSFA that at no point was a gun brought into the school?
I can almost guarantee you that's what the people on the scene told her.
Okay.
So then she's not lying, she's not purposely lying. She's just relaying the information.
Who lied to her?
Probably the principal. Whoever, the assistant, whoever said they had to call her because, you know.
A school staff member picked it up and put it in the school safe before police arrived.
Oh, so is that why it was in the school?
The guy that was shooting it ran into the school and put it on the counter. My guess is he realized he was done and wanted to try to make it as easy as possible on himself and didn't want to get shot and killed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Police show up, you're shooting at a school, you might get killed. Yeah. So you run in, you put it on the counter and say, call the police, tell them I shot this, it's here, it's safe. I'm going to go lay down in the front yard with my hands behind my back. Mm-hmm. Tell them to go easy on me when they're handcuffing me. Only break one shoulder, not both. Yeah. Don't kick me in the side of the head. I'm not fighting back. The two fathers remained at the school until police arrived. No one was injured. Students were taken inside the school to safety. Both men in custody have not been charged. Day three of classes for MPS. That's, what are we at? Batting 333? That'll get you in the Hall of Fame, Montgomery.
That's right.
One shooting every 3 days? Actually, day's not over. We can still get another shooting out of the day. School was put on self-lockdown, meaning classes operate as normal, but physical education classes will be inside. Parents had the option of going to pick up their children. What a disaster. What an absolute disaster. What a horrific, horrific way to start. What a horrific way to start a school year. We'll be back. Sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com. Mr.
Sandman. It's time for Mr. Sandman's Not Quite Famous End of Summer Sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year, right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $3.99. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors, while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Bachelor Technologies ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Bachelor Technologies. Bachelor Technologies, your single source of network support. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Bachelor Technologies and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Pros like you do it right by having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's is here to help by stocking job lot quantities of the supplies you need and at the right prices. Pick up Mape Mortar at our everyday low price of $14.98 and get floor tiles starting at just 49 cents a tile. Place your order at lowesforpros.com and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? A child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way?
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 25 when minutes after 9.
Hungry little boy with a runny nose.
I got another text that somebody else said somebody went bananas in the carpool yesterday at Bear. That would have been day two. At least, he didn't shoot anybody. Or try. Now, what, you know, the worst part? What if the guy didn't try to shoot anybody? He just, like, shot into the ground or shot up in the air?
Well, that's still illegal.
Well, I know it's illegal. But, I mean, just imagine ruining your life over that. You're just mad. Control yourself, people. This is what I... You understand why I'm so big on lead abatement?
Yes.
Do you get it?
This is all because of lead.
If this guy didn't grow up around lead... I'm serious. And this is the God's honest truth. I gotta do a spot. Auburn House Wash. Auburn House Wash cannot come to your school and clean up the carpool line, but they can clean up everything about your house. Indoor, out... Not indoor. Outdoor. Roof, eaves, your walls, your... driveway. If you get the whole package, roof, walls, and driveway of your house, he's going to knock $200 off if you tell him Baron Coleman told you to call him. He's going to knock $200 off. Just give it away. You're going to have a sparkling, brand-new-looking house, top to bottom, and driveway. And you're going to save $200 because you tell them you heard about it here. AuburnHouseWash.com. You can get some pictures at AuburnHouseWash.com. Where I really recommend you go, the Facebook page, Auburn House Wash. Just look it up. But bam, 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 it says Auburn. It's the River Region's house wash service. They just call it Auburn House Wash because that's where it started over there. But trust me, they got a truck dedicated to here. It's a great place. So get by AuburnHouseWash.com, 826-WASH, or find them on Facebook, AuburnHouseWash.com. I'm not kidding when I say this about lead. Because I do believe the lead abatement projects in the 70s and the 80s led to the massive drop in crime in the 90s. I truly do believe that. I truly, truly do believe that. Because here's why. Lead can cause your IQ to drop from anywhere from 2 to 15 points. Even a drop of 5 points, if to pull out a gun and shoot somebody as a way to solve crime, you're not in the high IQ spectrum. Right? You're not thinking deeper thoughts. You're not thinking next level analysis. And this is why the death penalty doesn't really deter, ghetto crime. Because nobody's shooting each other over a drug deal or a hooker is going, I might get put to death in 25 years after my appellate process runs out. No. They're just frustrated and mad and angry. They don't think neck-level thoughts. They don't know how to... And so they just shoot somebody. But if you can get the lead out of the environment and you can raise those people's IQ between 2 and 15 points, the guy who shoots somebody might be an IQ 88 or a 90, but if he was a 95 or 98, he wouldn't be shooting somebody. A, he would have better economic opportunity because he wouldn't be a dunce. But B, he would have the ability at next level thought. Okay, if I pull out a gun and shoot this guy, I'm probably not going to get away with it. Maybe there's a better way to settle this dispute. Maybe I go give him my number and say, why don't you call me? Here's my name. Look me up on Facebook. Let's talk about this. Why don't I just shake his hand and say, you know what, man, you're not worth it. I know you cut me off in the carpool line. You didn't use your blinker, but I'm not going to prison for the rest of my life and lose my kids over it. That's why I'm big on lead abatement. That's why I'm big on these environmental causes of IQ decline. Because for all the praise Rudy Giuliani's gotten for being this great, wonderful mayor of New York, he cleaned up New York. No, he didn't. New York was cleaned up 18 years before. When they got all the lead out of the playgrounds and out of the dirt and out of the walls and out of the ghetto and out of the gasoline. When they got all the lead out of there, IQs rose by 2 to 15 points in a lot of those at-risk communities. And a lot of people who otherwise would have committed crimes went on to do something else. They got a job. It's one reason the economy took off in the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had a lot of people who otherwise wouldn't have had a job went and got a job. And were good at it because
they're no longer lead victims.
It's not every single person that grows up in that neighborhood is going to end up shooting somebody because they have low IQ due to lead. But the people at the margins, at risk, they do when otherwise they wouldn't have. And Montgomery needs a massive, massive sweep of this area. Now, we've done pretty good because we knocked down a lot of those ghettos downtown that had a lot of lead in them. But people think I'm nuts when I start talking about this, but the evidence is clear in city after city after city after city. Whenever there's a massive lead abatement project and they really redo the soils and they get everything out of the walls and the air ducts and everything else, 18 to 25 years later, there's a massive fall off in crime. And I was talking about this with the mayor the other day, and I wasn't joking. You go look at the statistics of people that have background levels of lithium in their water out in California, Nevada, Texas. Mm-hmm. Violent crime is nearly non-existent in these communities. Again, it's on the margins. You're not going to cure everybody. You're not going to fix everybody. And people that are, it's not going to impact people who aren't on that at-risk band. But the people who are, it could be enough to stop them from making a dumb decision. Suicide levels go down in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a lot of environmental things that can be done to cure Montgomery in the long run. We don't have to just throw up our hands and say, they're shooting in the carpool line, Marge. Let's get the hell out of here. That being said, there's a reason we homeschool our kids. Now, there's a reason a lot of you guys sacrifice and spend $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year in private schools. And that's just it. Some people can't afford to keep a parent at home to homeschool. Some people can't afford to spend $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year in private school. You know how much it would cost me with 7 kids?
$1 billion.
$100,000. I don't have it.
Right.
I don't have it. But you don't have to wave the white flag. Thank you, Dido.
We'll be back. 272-9228. I promise I'll cheer up. But if I didn't say it, well, I'd still have felt it. Where's the sense in that? I promise I'm not trying to make your life harder. I'll return to where we were. But I will... Giving voice to liberty in our time. Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens, located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 200th family annual pass purchaser receives a four-person adventure with Coosa River Adventures and a George's River Market and Butchery gift basket. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785. Rich Thomas Weather!
Big heat can sometimes set the stage for some big storms. Today, very hot and humid. Dangerous heat indices near or above the 105 mark. Today's high around 96. Scattered thunderstorms popping up in the afternoon and evening heat and then fading out tonight. Can't rule out a couple of stronger storms. Tonight's low 76. Tomorrow, more scattered storms. In fact, I think the number of storms will be in rather generous supply over the weekend, at least in the 50-50 coverage range. High temperature in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Business.
Yes.
Cole Plumbing. Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. 279-8919. James texted me the other day, James Cole. He says, but Baron, you know I also, in addition to installing the greatest tankless water heaters in the history of mankind, you know I also service all tankless water heaters? I said, well, no, I didn't know that. You know, and I did not know this either. They need a flushing every 4 or 5 years. Most people don't realize you got to flush out your water heater on that. You do, though. And in addition to that, sometimes the ignition switches can go bad. There's all kind. All you got to do is call Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. James, one of his highly talented, highly skilled, very knowledgeable technicians will come out, knock all that out. And I'm telling you guys, you would 100%
benefit by a phone call with James Cole over at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check him out online, coleplumbing.com. Find him on Facebook. When you have trouble with your ball, call on Cole. All right, so I'm going to leave the, problem in Montgomery behind for a moment. Is that a nice enough way to put it?
Yeah.
Shooting in carpool lines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave that behind for a second. Maryland officers, we've been talking about these red flag laws recently. Maryland officers serving a red flag gun removal order fatally shoot an armed man. Now, this is back in November, but somebody posted this, and I'm bringing it up because this is what happens. When the president's talking about red flag laws and Dan Crenshaw is talking about red flag laws and everybody starts trying to pass red flag law. I'm so glad the Montgomery legislature, the Alabama legislature is not in session right now. Good God, what they would be doing. You can't trust those people. You can't trust the Alabama legislature.
What's the old adage that no man's life, liberty, or property
is safe?
Is safe as long as the Alabama legislature's in session.
It's a good adage.
It's really good.
It's a good adage.
You just never know.
Two police officers ordered to remove firearms from a house on a red flag protective order fatally shot an armed man Monday morning in Ferndale. Anne Arundel County Police. There's an Anne Arundel County?
Anne Arundel.
What's that mean, Anne Arundel?
Anne Arundel.
Is that a person?
Yeah, it's like... it's.
They name counties after people there?
It's a two-name county. It's A-N-N-E is one, and then...
Like Prince William County?
Capital, yes.
Like PWC?
Yes. A.A. County, Anne Arundel.
Huh.
Didn't know that I was a geographic expert on Maryland, did you, Baron?
Well, now I know. Now I know. Anne Arundel. But who is Anne Arundel?
That I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's one thing to get a building named after you. A county? Can you imagine them changing Montgomery County to Baron Coleman County?
Right.
Might I recommend that to the county commission? Doug Singleton, are you listening? Baron Coleman County sounds awfully good. Anne Arundel County. It's got to be named after somebody. Also noted AA or AA County.
Hmm.
U.S. State of Maryland. Is it going to tell me who it's named after?
I don't know.
Oh.
I was trying to look it up.
County is named for Lady Anne Arundel. Died in 1649. Member of the ancient family of Arundels in Cornwall, England. The wife of Cecilius Calvert, 2nd Baron Baltimore. Founder and first Lord Proprietor of the Colony Province of Maryland.
See? He's a baron. You're a baron.
Hey, Doug, baby. You District 5 representative, you. Baron Coleman County. I promise you it has more relevance to Montgomery County than Anne Arundel, who's the wife of some dude. What is she? She just happened to be a member of the family. She got a whole county named after her.
Well,
I'm actually an award-winning, highly rated talk show host.
Exactly.
Baron Coleman County. Doug Texas said, drafting resolution now.
Boom.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind, I'm telling you, Commissioner Doug Singleton, that's the kind of response we need on this program. Anne Arundel County Police arrived at the house at 5:17 a.m. Someone shows up at my house at 5:17 a.m. You know what they're going to catch?
Mr. Coleman, we need your guns.
Hot lead.
It's going to be a lot like the carpool line this morning.
Hey, you know what happened to me? This happened to me for real. Yeah, it's going to be a lot like the, probably 3 in the morning one time. I sleep in the buff, by the way. I shouldn't tell people that. But I always keep a set of underwear on the nightstand next to me. Just, you know, you might have to get up in a hurry.
There's a joke here, but I'm not.
Well, you know, we're only 4 minutes from a break. You can tell me at the break. So one night, in the middle of the night, police, open up. Is anyone in there? 3 in the morning. Now, I don't lead a life of crime.
So?
I'm not an international drug lord. I was very confused. And I thought it might be one of those fake police open up deals where they rush your house and tie you up and pour boiling water on you. Like, where's the money, Lebowski?
Yeah.
So I get to the door. I have my gun. I'm still buck naked. Because I have no time to put on the underwear at this point.
Right.
Gun in my hand. And I open up the blinds ever so slightly. So I can see through the window. Montgomery County Sheriff's. And I said...
see a red dot come through the window?
No. I said, can I help you? He said, are you Mr. Coleman? I said, I am. He said, can you open the door? And I said, yeah. I said, I have a gun in my hand. Don't shoot me. He said, can you put it down? I was like, yeah. So I put it down, opened the door. Car door was open.
Jesus.
Car door was open. Wanted to make sure nothing was taken. Lock up the door. That's the kind of service you get in Montgomery County. I told him next time, just push the door closed.
Yeah, just
if
close.
If something's missing, I'll tell you in the
morning. Close the door, lock it.
Yeah. And it wasn't like one of those deals where people are popping on door handles.
You just left it open?
Left the door open.
Yeah, we've all done that.
Yeah. And then, you know, next morning your battery's dead because the light's been on all night. One of those deals. I don't know. The kids are probably taking something out of the van and they forgot to shut the door.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm telling you, you show up at my house at 5:17 a.m., it's not unusual that you'd have a gun in your hand.
Correct.
Especially if you're banging on the door.
Correct.
This is what this red flag warning does. They ended up having to shoot and kill the guy. They didn't know what the hell was going on. These red flag things are dangerous. Don't come showing up at 5:17 a.m. trying to get someone's guns.
Well,
show up at noon.
I mean, the other reason that they're, you know, and it's not just that, but it's like, how many times do you see a story like, you know, somebody calls 911 because there's somebody in their house that's suicidal?
Yeah.
And the police come in, they shoot the dude that's suicidal. Because he won't put down the gun.
Right? Yeah, put down the gun, sir. Can't they wing him?
I believe you're not allowed to.
You got
to
hit them in the middle.
You're supposed to shoot for that, right?
Right. You're supposed to shoot to kill, right? If you're shooting somebody, you're trying to kill them.
I believe so. I don't want to say that without, you know, without actually knowing it. But that's what I've always been told is that, like, yeah, they're not allowed to shoot to injure.
Yeah, and you might miss, too, if you're trying to shoot, like, a small little limb.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's trying to shoot him in the leg, but he got away. Yeah, that's why you aim for the back.
Yeah.
I mean the front.
Excuse me.
Torso. Yeah, right. From the front.
Right. Fun somewhere. While we're on rampages and killing and people dying, we might as well cover this story.
Sure.
Four people killed, two injured in Los Angeles in a stabbing and robbery rampage. Four killed, two injured. You'd think mass shooting, right? Wrong. Stabbing. I can't imagine you'll have liberals. I mean, it's not even been in the news that I've been able to find. I can't imagine liberals will be marching demanding knife control. This is a 33-year-old Garden Grove man who was full of anger. Went on a stabbing and robbery rampage that lasted 2 hours. I can't stay mad for 10 minutes. That's how you know, like, you and your wife are going to be fine when you're yelling at each other. Who can stay mad more than 10 or 15 minutes?
Right.
After 15 minutes, you're like, all right, I burned myself out. I need a glass of cold water and a cookie. Can't stay mad for 2 hours. Not mad enough to be stabbing people and robbing. I don't know. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. It's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Got Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman in the studio. Live from Baron Coleman County, Alabama. Sorry, we're getting ahead of myself. Resolution is being drafted. Has not yet been introduced. We'll be back.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Blair, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Vita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Chicken Salad Chick in the High Point Town Center in Prattville for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train. And tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time.
Right, guys, 11 minutes to the top of the hour.
I remember oh so well.
I saw my man Troop Booth just yesterday. Good man. Over at Heirloom Jewelers. I said, Troop, baby, Troop. Are gold prices really as high as they say? You know, they were over $1,500 yesterday. He said, yeah. And I said, Troop, show me the process. So I took a little, you know, piece of gold I was wearing off. I said, show me the process. How do you do it? And he showed me how they, you know, weigh it and test it and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, it honestly took the whole process less than, I don't know, a minute and a half, 90 seconds. And he said, you know, and he said, are you wanting to sell? I said, hell no, give it back. I said, I just want to know how the process worked. And he said, well, here's what I would have given you. It's a fair price, nice big chunk of change. He said, I would, you know, cut you a check right here, and you'd walk out the door, and I'd keep your jewelry. I mean, that's how easy it is at Heirloom Jewelers. That's how easy it is at Heirloom Jewelers. All you have to do is go in there. And while I was leaving, guess what was happening, Dave?
What's that?
News and Views listener coming in with jewelry.
Yep.
To sell Troop. He showed me yesterday, honest to goodness, he showed me yesterday a diamond that someone came in and bought recently. 2.1 or 2 carats. Beautiful stone. Beautiful stone. This guy, Troop Booth, can find you anything you want. European cut, emerald cut, marquee cut, doesn't matter. He can find it. This guy is incredible. Plus, he has amazing selection right there. At Heirloom Jewelers. Earrings, rings, watches, pearls, diamonds, amethyst, rubies, emeralds, sapphires. I mean, he's got everything there. Get by Heirloom Jewelers and get a chance. Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. He's open till 5 o'clock Tuesday through Friday, 9 to noon on Saturday. Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers. Find him. Get in there. You're going to love him. Who's this? Hello?
Nope.
Not doing that.
Nope.
I don't have time for that.
No. Come on. Come on, people.
Oh, this is good. No, I'm saving that. It's Friday's story. Top websites ranking came out. Found this on Drudge. Number one website in America. You want to know what it is? Easy peasy, fresh and breezy, because it's everybody's default page when you open your browser.
Hmm.
You know what it is? Google.
Oh.
Does your browser open to Google?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's opens to Google, right?
I guess so.
Number one site in America. Number two?
Facebook.
Actually, there's an ad over number two. I can't see what it is. Number three is Facebook.
Hmm.
Four is Amazon. Five is Yahoo. Six is Pornhub. Seven is X Videos.
Yeah, and the only reason that these are like that is because people are going to Google and then punching that into the search bar.
And finding Pornhub.
Right.
Twitter.com is number eight. Because and then adult site XNXX.com is number nine. Three of the top 10 sites are adult sites.
Because most people aren't big enough ghouls to have a porn site as their, like, opening, you know, as their default, you know, start page. Most people. So it goes to Google first, you know.
Yeah, nobody's going to have Pornhub be your default page.
Yeah. I don't want to say nobody. I just want to say nobody, like, normal, you know?
Well,
but we don't.
I'm sure there's somebody that does. Number 10 is Instagram. So you have social media, shopping, news, search.
Porn. Yeah.
And then Reddit 11. Reddit's the greatest site on the internet, by the way.
Oh, because you can find all that stuff there.
Right. Right. Craigslist is still number 15, which I thought it would crater after they took the adult listings off there, but apparently it did not. X-Hamster 17, that's another porn site. Walmart 20. I'm trying to just think of things that might be of interest. The top news site looks like, is that Fox News? Is that higher than any of those?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think Fox News made the top news site. CNN, shortly after that. Whoa, I can't even say that one. That's an adult site, number 29.
Oh, no.
Rhymes with Nastermate.com. YouPorn 33.
Y'all nasty is what we're learning.
Good Lord.
Y'all out here being nasty.
I didn't even know some of these existed. Drudge Report 43. How about that?
Well.
So that's your top website ranking. I just figured I would go through that just to let y'all know. Y'all gross.
Y'all out here being nasty.
I actually have a clip today. I wasn't going to play this. I think I'm going to. I'm just going to because a lot of our audience probably doesn't watch the late night stuff.
Right.
And it's not that you shouldn't watch the late night stuff. It's just, you know, there's two ways to watch TV. Active watching and passive watching.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to do the active watching, then sometimes you will pick up on a story like this or something like this, and you'll say, well, that's garbage. But if you're doing the passive watching, and that's what most people do, passively watch television, you hear this and you start to believe what is being said.
Mm.
We talked yesterday about the New York Times headline that they had to change. That mm-hmm. says, Trump urges unity versus racism.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to the text of his speech, it's full of urging unity versus racism. And that's the whole point of the speech. So the only way you could criticize the speech is to say, he didn't really mean that, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is how Seth Meyers handled it on late night television. Again, I don't normally play clips. I think this is instructive because for those of you like me who don't watch a lot of television or don't watch a lot of these late night shows, you don't understand this is the message being fed to the majority of Americans, not on a news site, on an entertainment site.
Mm.
After 4 years of spewing racist, anti-immigrant vitriol, President Trump read a scripted denunciation of racism off the teleprompter yesterday. So the New York Times decided to go with this banner headline, Trump urges unity versus racism.
All right, we're only 13 seconds in. It started fast, and so I want you guys to hear it. He states as a fact that Trump spews racist hatred and vitriol on a regular basis. Listen to the very first sentence he says on this.
After 4 years of spewing racist, anti-immigrant vitriol, President Trump read a scripted denunciation of racism off the teleprompter yesterday. So the New York Times decided to go with this banner headline, Trump urges unity versus racism. The Times later admitted the headline was flawed and changed it for subsequent editions, which brings us to a segment called Hey.
All right, so this is supposed to be comedy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
This is a late night comedy show. Have you heard anything funny yet?
No.
Okay. I guess the closest thing you could say was supposed to be funny
mm-hmm.
was that Trump read a scripted thing off of teleprompter.
Mm-hmm.
as if no other president has ever read anything off a teleprompter. Do you remember the ridiculous images of Obama at a kindergarten reading off of a teleprompter to talk to kindergarten age students?
Well,
all right, let's take a look at a few seconds of Trump urging unity.
All right. He's going to show a little bit of Trump's speech from the other day, after the speeches, where Trump urges unity versus racism. That was the headline, keep in mind, from New York Times. And Seth Meyers apparently has a big problem with this. I want you to listen carefully to this clip. Is there anyone in America who takes issue with this clip other than David Duke? Other than Louis Farrakhan? Outside of those two deranged, demented, racist individuals, is there anybody else in America who takes issue with what the God Emperor of the United States is about to say?
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America.
Does anybody disagree with anything he just said? Hate has no place in America. We must confront these horrible ideologies. We must put them behind us. We must not listen to them. It takes a special kind of person to take issue with that message. Seth Meyers is a special kind of person because he does.
America.
Hey, it doesn't really sound like he was speaking from his heart. I mean,
he didn't sound like he meant it. I know he read it from the teleprompter, but it didn't really sound like he meant it. So we're going to act like he didn't say it, he didn't mean it. We're going to act like Trump's a bad... You mean, he is orange, you know. He's an orange man, he's don't bad. You know?
Hey, it doesn't really sound like he was speaking from his heart. I mean, even the painting of George Washington behind him wasn't buying it. You can't say someone urged something when they do it completely without urgency. He's already back to quoting Fox News and attacking people on Twitter again today.
All right, so I was curious about this. Seth Meyers says he didn't mean it because he was back saying bad things on Twitter. I'll read you what he put up on Twitter. Now, he put it up so fast you couldn't see it. But here is what Donald Trump put on Twitter that's supposedly so awful and shows that he's a racist. It's political season and the election is around the corner. They want to continue to push that racist narrative. And I am the least racist person. Black, Hispanic, Asian, unemployment is the best in the history of the United States. What hate is he spewing
on Twitter?
He talked
about himself, Barron.
And then a second tweet he puts up, it says, did George Bush ever condemn President Obama after Sandy Hook? President Obama had 32 mass shootings during his reign. Not many people said Obama is out of control. Mass shootings were happening before the president even thought about running for president. What is so awful about these quotes? But Seth Meyers puts these up as evidence that Trump didn't really mean it because he was back to spewing vitriol on Twitter. No, he's responding to the fact that people are calling him a racist.
You can't say someone urged something when they do it completely without urgency. He's